with award-winning baby back and St. Louis-style ribs. Try that 20-ounce pork steak or the Rib City sandwiches. Celebrate a Tiger win with coconut cream, pecan, or key lime pie. It's out of this world. 314-965-RIBS for their superb takeout service. Rib City and Missouri Tiger football, a winning combination. Jay Randolph for my good friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your Ford business preferred network dealer for the full line of commercial vehicles, pickups, vans, and SUVs. Don't miss their SUV season sign and go commercial van event with custom financing and leasing options. Broadway has a dedicated, experienced service and parts department. They're located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Call 314-412-9140 or go online at BroadwayTruck.com.
For your real estate needs, you need the Cave Bova Selling Team, now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the Cave Bova Selling Team at SellingSTLewis.com.
Buffalo Wild Wings just got more obsessed with beer. They're rolling out specials like the Oktoberfest Beer Cheese Dippers, made with special Sam Adams Oktoberfest Cheddar Dip. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Susie Q, I believe. Before we get to the bird segment and more kid jokes for Halloween, I had mentioned you can go to KTRS.com, and tomorrow you can re-listen to this whole show, or yesterday's show, or last week. And I just want to make sure you understand, when you go to KTRS.com, you click on shows, and then the shows are listed. It says Frank Opinion. Go to Frank Opinion. And when you click there, what will happen is you'll see pictures of me, Peon, and Dan. I just want you to make sure you understand, we are not responsible for those hideous pictures.
Oh.
We talked about this before. I'm orange. If you look at me, I'm orange. Peon has a very healthy tan in that thing, and it was shot in December or sometime in the winter. He's very fair. He's not that tan. Dan's fairly tan also, but all three of us, you'll notice that our teeth are snow white. Those aren't our teeth. They're our teeth, but those aren't our natural. This guy that took these pictures thought, I guess, that he was making them look better. It's hideous. So you need to know, I'm not orange, and my teeth aren't that white. And I went and I looked at, I just for grins, I thought, let's see what John Carney looks like. And he's orange, too. And his teeth are snow white. So that's not what we look like. And then I read the little blurb next to my name. And it's embarrassing, because I would never, hang on here, I'll pull it up for, I would never have approved.
Oh, I remember this.
Had,
yeah,
I
no,
seen it.
Oh.
Hold on here, let me just say, frankopinion.com, okay, you click frankopinion.com, then you go to enter, you have to enter this site, you just can't pull it up, you got to enter it, and then, let's see, players, would that be us? Oh, no, I don't go to Frank. I'm sorry, KTRS.com. I'm sorry, I went to the wrong site. KTRS.com. Okay, here we go. And then you go, you go to shows. Let me click on shows. And then I'm clicking on Frank Opinion. And here's what it says next to my orange-faced, snow-white tooth picture. For years, Frank guided morning drive commuters with his blend of sophisticated and lighthearted talk about everyday issues. Well, let me stop there.
What?
I don't think anything we've ever done has been sophisticated.
No.
No.
But the Big 550 wanted to help reduce road rage during the dreaded PM drive slot. Let me stop there. The Big 550 had nothing to do with me moving from mornings to afternoons. I did that myself before we were even on the Big 550. It wasn't KTRS then, so they had nothing to do with that. I'll pick it up there. Pinion's Playhouse features humor and local highlights that hits you right between the eyes. Bad grammar, you have a double subject and a singular verb. has features and highlights that hits you right between the eyes. It would be features and highlights that hit you between the eyes. And then it says, Frank's sidekicks, Dan Strauss, and sound effects specialist, Eon the Peon Geist.
Well, they got that part.
Wow, he's a specialist.
And the rest of that sentence is verbiage I would never use. Have nestled their way into people's hearts.
What? That's my favorite line of that whole thing.
Yeah.
If ever anything was written that didn't sound like me, it's that. So when you go to shows, KTRS.com, ignore the pictures, ignore the writing. Oh. You know what? They didn't write one thing beside you. Dan, they didn't write by you, bass player, impressionist extraordinary. Nothing.
We got that last line.
Nothing.
Guess.
Say master control board operator, last father sentence. Of Archie. Yep. Nothing. You got nothing. You got included in my paragraph. Dan, you're a sidekick, and Peon, you're a sound effects specialist.
I know. And I'm tan.
No, you are very tan.
No kidding.
And I'm orange. And Peon has the most natural look, but that's not his look.
Well, that's
Peon is fair. You're fair.
I think it's pretty representative.
Well,
of
you
my
like
look,
it because it makes you look. Yeah, it's you actually have the best picture, except for the over white teeth. And then below that, you can pick which show you want. October 26.
Mouthful of chiclets.
Oh my. Oh my goodness. So so there you go. You can
remember the other day you were asking for the representation of the purest form of white, and we all thought it was snow.
No, it's those pictures.
It's our teeth.
It's our teeth in those pictures. Yeah, that's actually whiter than snow. Oh my goodness, how embarrassing. Burke segment, does anybody have anything to say?
I don't.
I have just one thing.
All right, and now with just one thing, here is sound effects specialist.
Yes.
Eon the Peon Geist.
They were smart enough to get that term right.
We hardly ever use
I put something on our Facebook page. I thought this was pretty interesting. It is they have it drawn up like a roadmap, but it is a roadmap of the best movies of all time. These are movies that, there are going to be, of course, some on here that
like Citizen Kane.
We will not agree with, like, The Pianist, I think, is on here.
Oh, what a horrible movie.
There are, of course, some that you will have to kind of just, take out of the equation because we've all discovered later that these are horrible.
The Pianist is not a horrible movie. The Piano is a horrible movie.
Oh, was The Pianist good?
The Pianist was actually pretty good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then maybe there's only a couple of bad ones on here. And there are a couple foreign movies, which I know you're
favorite.
Not a fan of.
I love subtitles.
They have them broken down by category. It looks like a roadmap, and all the different roads are different colors corresponding to the different genres of of movies, like comedies. They start with, let's see here. Is this comedy? Okay. Some Like It Hot. That's an older movie from 1959. I don't think I've seen that one.
Is that Marilyn Monroe?
I think so.
I haven't seen that either.
I think it is.
Then they have Duck Soup, of course, which is the
Marx Brothers.
Yeah, Marx Brothers. This one you will not be a fan of, Annie Hall, because you're not a fan of
Woody Allen movie.
Oh, the only Woody Allen movie I've seen and liked was Everything You Wanted to Know About Sex But Were Afraid to Ask. That was funny.
I tried to watch a couple of his movies. I can't.
Oh, I can't stand Woody
Groundhog
Allen.
Day, of course, which is on our list.
Fantastic.
Of, The Hangover.
Good one.
Little Miss Sunshine. I don't know. Don't remember if you didn't like that one.
I liked that one.
Big Lebowski. That's
tried
one.
To watch it twice. Couldn't get it.
That's John Goodman, right?
Right.
Forrest Gump. They have listed as a comedy.
A comedy.
Well, it kind of intersects with comedy and
it's a roadmap. It's weird to tag it because it's sad.
Comedy,
it's
comedy and drama. They also have Fargo listed as a comedy.
Fargo. Oh.
Well, you know what?
But it has its funny moments as well. Yeah. So.
I guess the way you determine if something's a comedy, do you laugh out loud several times? In Fargo, you will.
Yes. And then what you are a fan of the horror thriller genre. And they have, let me list off some of those. Seven.
They better have The Hills Have Eyes.
Seven is on there.
Seven's good.
Psycho.
Psycho's good.
Silence of the Lambs.
Good one.
No Country for Old Men.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hold on. That's horror?
that intersects with gangster thriller. So they have thriller, horror, monster all in like the same category. I would say No Country for Old Men.
No Country for Old Men, the one with Javier Bardem.
Yes, with the bowl haircut.
You know what? Yeah, he's a scary guy.
The Shining.
Yeah,
well, Angela, one of Angela's weird, favorite movies. Sixth Sense.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good thriller. Once you see it, though, it kind of...
Is that that kid that...
Yes.
I don't think Sixth Sense is a horror movie at all. I think it's a... what would the category be?
Well, they had some jump scare scenes in there.
I wouldn't call it a horror movie.
Rosemary's Baby, which I never saw.
Oh.
Stupid.
Really?
Yeah. Stupid like...
Exorcist.
Overdone to the point
really
that I horror. Yeah, but I burst out laughing in the middle of it because it was so overdone and ridiculous. And by the way, I don't buy for a minute that in the real exorcism anybody's head spun around 360 degrees. I don't buy that.
I don't think I do.
I do know for a fact.
Well, here we go.
That in the where
the crucifix
it happened,
scene
where it happened at St. Louis U, they find dead birds in there all the time.
So what?
And they don't know how they get in there.
So what?
Oh.
Didn't mean anything.
That was like
I think it's just spooky.
The story of what was the movie with Poltergeist, where the little girl died and a couple other crew people died during that movie, they claim that.
And I never saw that either.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is it good?
Craig T. Nelson, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the one where it starts where she's watching TV or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come to the light, Carrie Ann.
Yeah.
Can you
Dan can do it.
Do that again.
Dan can do it. But
I have a cold or something. I have sinus issues today.
Give me the tennis ball mark number one.
Maybe you need that balloon sinoplasty.
Yeah.
Which is really pronounced sinuplasty.
Yeah. And stop hand washing your CPAP machine, Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
The thing is on the horror. That's a good... I finally saw that a couple years ago for the first time.
I don't think I've ever seen it old.
Kurt Russell? Yes.
Hey, speaking of Kurt Russell, do they have Breakdown in there? Where his car breaks down? That's a scary, scary movie. But it's what I call realistic scary.
Yeah.
No monsters, no aliens could really happen.
That was Sandra Bullock's first movie.
Is she the woman?
Yes.
Are you sure?
With Jeff Bridges?
No. I think it was...
I know what
Kurt
you're talking
Russell
about.
Kurt Russell was the... They were in a red Jeep Cherokee, and their car breaks down.
Yes, I know. Okay.
And then from there, it just goes bad. They get offered help by this trucker. And he picks Kurt Russell up, because Kurt Russell's trying to find his wife. She disappears. She goes into a convenience store gas station and just disappears.
Yeah, no, that's and a creepy
setup. And, oh, yeah, it's really good.
That is. Is Jeff Bridges in that one?
Yes, I think he is in it.
Yeah, that's Sandra Bullock.
Okay, that I didn't realize she was the woman.
That was her first movie.
I thought her name was Buttocks.
Oh, it might be.
Yeah, you might have gotten it wrong. Their list of gangster movies is great, too. They have The Departed.
Yes.
Casino.
Yes.
Goodfellas.
Yes.
The Killing. I'm not familiar with that one. From
1956.
It's an older one.
Not either.
Reservoir Dogs.
I'll give you one. Well, that Robert Blake movie that was based on the true story of those two killers that were executed. And I cannot... Somebody will know the name of it. It's a true... Truman Capote. It was a book, and I made it into a movie. Somebody will call. Robert Blake, great movie, based on an actual story of execution of two.
Truman Capote.
Yeah, tell me when somebody calls the name of that thing.
Pulp Fiction. I know you're not a fan of that. I like that one.
One of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Once Upon a Time in America. That's
never
from 1984.
It.
I don't
never
know that one.
It.
Godfather, of course, is on the list.
Never
Bonnie
heard of
and Clyde.
Never heard of it.
Scarface.
Never heard of it.
Snatch.
What?
The movie Snatch, Guy Ritchie.
That's supposed to be scary? Snatch is scary?
It's a gangster movie, yes.
It can be. Snatch can be scary.
Yes. Yes, depending.
And frightening.
And Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. That was... But yeah,
name sounds stupid.
The roadmap is on our Facebook page. It's pretty cool to go through and look at all the
different... In Cold Blood.
Ah, that's it. Truman Capote in Cold Blood. Robert Blake was really good in that. And
The movie I was thinking of with Sandra Bullock is Vanished.
I didn't think it was Breakdown.
Breakdown, yeah.
Once again, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
But that was it.
I love that one. You're wrong. Well, you know what? That was a great list. Thank you. Beyond the Peon, everybody.
I did have one thing real quick.
All right, here's Dan Strauss. All yours.
Thanks so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
I was reading on Facebook, and I don't know how that they're talking about like alarms and things of that nature in your house. And they said if you don't have an alarm, what you do is tell everyone in the house, put your key fob over by your bed.
We talked about this, your car.
Yeah.
We did the whole thing on that.
Oh, did we?
And where were you?
I was out taking a whiz, I guess.
But it's worth reminding people that unless you have a huge mansion, your key fob is in range of your car in your garage or out front. And if something starts getting creepy, lay down on that thing with your thumb and your car alarm will go off. And it's sort of a poor man's alarm system.
Yeah. Yeah. They said the panic button, hit the panic button and it'll just start going off. So that was it. That was all.
It is a good idea for people who have no alarm system.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that was all I had. All right,
let's close the burp segment. We will remind you, at least I will, Thursday, not to forget that Sunday is the time change, and I hate that. And some either cities or states, I know that Phoenix says, nah, we don't want any part of that. So when it comes time
to that point,
when it comes time to go to daylight, Phoenix just says, no, we're not doing it. They just keep it the same time. Why can't we do that?
I don't know.
They were talking about taking that out and just keeping
it. I never understood why anybody wants it.
We don't need it anymore.
Does anybody want it to be dark at 5 o'clock? Are you kidding me? That at 8 o'clock it seems like midnight and you're tired and you want to go to bed?
Are you kidding me?
You kidding me?
And speaking of the time change, you know what that means. And alarms.
What?
And in alarms, it's change those batteries and those smoke alarms, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Smoke detectors, that's right.
That sure sounds good. I don't know how many people really do that. But yeah, it's fall back, so if you go to bed at 10, put it at 9 o'clock, and you'll be good to go. We have, you know what, we have 3-4 minutes. If somebody had something they want to get in here with, you can talk about anything we talked about earlier, or if you have an additional suggestion for a kid's Halloween joke or whatever, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Also, Thursday, call your friends. The longest joke I tell every year will be told Thursday. The Freddie Freeman, the famous. How many years have we done this? 20? We did it before we got here. The Freddie Freeman joke. I don't even know how it got started. I would imagine a listener emailed me this joke 25 years ago. And I loved it. And the original joke took about 2 minutes to tell. Maybe a minute, 2 minutes. It's now like a 15-minute joke. It's become ridiculous. The joke is actually, the joke itself has become a joke. So the Freddie Freeman joke Thursday. Today, I have the only two really decent Halloween jokes I can think of. One will be today, and one will be tomorrow. So stick around for that. Five Toes is on the phone. Five Toes, how are you?
Have you ever seen that Andy Warhol's X-rated Frankenstein?
I've heard of it, but no, I've never seen it because Andy Warhol is also one of those guys like Woody Allen. I don't care for anything they do.
Well, it's a real good Frankenstein movie, and we've seen it years ago in Decatur, Illinois, in 3D. And
okay, now 3D, I'll see almost anything in 3D if it's good 3D.
And it is gory. And you were talking about the handicapped people. When I first lost below my knee leg, and you know how children put their daddy's boot or shoes on and walk in them?
Mm-hmm.
My daughter put one boot on one side, and then she had her other leg in my prosthetic leg, and it's trying to walk in. And it was so hysterical trying to watch that.
How many years ago was this?
It's been like 33 years ago.
Too bad there was no YouTube. You could have been a YouTube millionaire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, have a safe evening, and y'all take care.
Are you too? You too, Five Toes. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I should have asked him, what's his story? He lost a foot or leg?
Yes.
How did he lose it?
I think it was from...
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Was it military?
I'll ask him
next time we get him on here. Will wants to get in here. Will, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you, Frank?
Doing fantastic. What can we do for you?
I actually got a Halloween joke for you guys, for the kids.
All right, well, there'll be no shotgun, because these
are
kids.
Actually, this might not be for the kids. It's kind of a little adult humor in it.
Well, right. Maybe the 11-year-old kids. We'll determine what rating we should put on it. Go ahead. What do you have? Lay it on us.
How come the vampire couldn't get the witch pregnant?
Because he had a Halloweenie?
That's it. Yeah,
you
got it.
Hey! Now, see, that's on the sheet I have of on the internet of kids' jokes. I think that's one of those jokes that there would be some adults that said, oh, because you have, just because it's got weenie in it, they'd get all bent out of shape. So you have to know whose house you're going to, I guess. I like it, though.
Well, just wanted to try that out. Right on.
All right. Thank you, Will. Because he had a Halloweenie. Yeah, there'll be some uptight parent that comes, well, young man, I don't think you should be telling a joke with a weenie in it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take your candy away from you. On the way, Colin Jeffrey.
Just changed the punchline to erectile dysfunction.
Or how about this? Hey, how come the vampire couldn't get the witch pregnant? Because he had a big limp penis.
Yeah. Because she was ugly.
He couldn't get his limp penis to stand up.
She was ugly. That's even better.
Yeah, that'll get you kicked off the doorstep. Mark and Jason are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. If you're not ready to retire, and I know there's a lot of retirement talk on the radio, you get the impression almost that everybody's ready to retire. Not everybody's ready to retire, but at some point, if you're lucky and don't have to work till you drop dead, everybody's going to retire. And one of your greatest assets in planning for retirement is time, because you lose a little of it each day. Years ago, I used to know a guy who was a financial advisor, and he said to me, I'll never forget this, one of the first meetings we had, he said, the one thing, no matter how much money you have, the one thing you can never buy more of is time. He said, you can buy almost anything else, but you cannot buy time. And every day that goes by, and as you get older, it seems to move so much faster. And the longer you wait to start accumulating, money for retirement, the harder it's going to be. So how do you plan? What do you do at your point in life, at your age? I have a couple of people who can help you with that. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker at markandjason.com. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And that's what they do, personalized investment guidance. And you can't worry about yesterday. You know, you're 48 or 50, you go, well, I've done a very good job. But you got 20 years. You probably have still at 50, 20 years, good years left. It's a lot of time if you do the right things. Hopefully we don't have some tremendous disaster or terrorist attack. But if things go the way they normally go and you make the right moves and the right decisions, you very possibly could have a more comfortable retirement than you thought. Stifel Nicolaus is a full-service organization, and they have a whole range of investment opportunities. You might be very conservative. You might be aggressive. They'll need to know your risk tolerance level. That's all important. If you want a complimentary meeting, you call them. Their number's at markandjason.com. And we have to say this. It's one of those legal things. Stifel Nicolaus Incorporated is a member SIPC and NYSE. markandjason.com.
All right. We have some issues out there. Paul Harris sent me a text and said there's an accident on eastbound 70 right before the Blanchette Bridge. Two lanes are blocked there. And here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on more. Tim?
Hey, do I tell your jokes?
No.
Well, then get off my traffic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stealing this material.
Whoa.
Wow, sorry.
Mr. Big Shot.
Okay.
From Paul Harris.
Hey. Paul Harris sent me the same text, too.
Did he? Okay. Edit all that out, then. Yeah. Go ahead, Tim.
All right, nobody will hear.
Piano, cut that out.
Yeah, it is. It's blocking the two left lanes, and we're backed up now approaching Highway 94. And westbound drivers slowing down to take a look. Here are slowing from the Earth City Expressway. Now, it looks like they have the ramp shut down from northbound 55 onto Loughborough. There's an accident. It looks like it involved a school bus and another car. And southbound drivers, though, are the ones slowing down to take a look because you're really slow from Bates on the way down. They've cleared an accident on eastbound 367, eastbound 270 at 367. Now, you still have slow to stop and go traffic from approaching McDonald all the way through 367. They have, they still have Highway 44 shut down at Highway 50 due to that accident. You're jammed up approaching Gray Summit. It does look like southbound 141, that stretch between Gravois Bluff down through 21 is jammed up. And on westbound 70 again, we're looking slow between Union out through the past the airport. This traffic report is brought to you by, come on, come up here, Account Temps. They know what money talks, or they know that money talks, but how often do they talk about it? Join Account Temps on Twitter at hashtag the right range to join the conversation on salaries. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Did you get up this morning raring to hit the streets in your sales job, ready to press the flesh, ink some deals, make customers happy for an employer who doesn't appreciate your efforts? Or are you stuck in a dead-end job day after day, lamenting that there's no way to improve your future, while your employer tells you, cheer up, you're lucky to have a job, at least until the end of the week? What you need is the right opportunity. That, my friend, is the sound of opportunity knocking. Why, look, it's the Big 550, looking for sales professionals to develop and sell advertising and marketing campaigns to new and existing clients. The ideal candidate will be someone who can develop new client relationships through cold calling, networking, referrals from existing clients, have an innovative approach to client development, and be a team player. If interested, call 314-453-5500 or email us at employment@ktrs.com. If you're ready to set the world on fire, here's your match.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. It's football season and getting colder rather than warmer. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You can save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by 20% or more each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving before the cold weather hits or we go into another hot St. Louis summer. 636-947-8000.
Okay, so I just got off the phone with Stuart Rosenblum at Stuart's American Mortgage Corp, and he gave me good news that he got from the Federal Reserve. You may have heard they're not going to raise the interest rate, at least for the moment, which means right now is the time to do your refi. Give Stuart Rosenblum a call right now at 314-324-4440, and the bagel loan is still in place, which means zero cost to you. No closing costs, no anything. A few minutes on the phone to get the answers and start saving right away. Whether that means your monthly payment gets lowered, or the term of the loan gets lowered, or you get some cash out to spend on something else. But do it now because you don't know when the Fed is going to change their mind. The bagel loan is on the table. Take advantage of it. Call Stuart, who has spent over 25 years in this business and knows it better than anyone. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675679.
Nearly 2.5 million older adults suffer from RSV each year, many of whom need to be hospitalized. RSV is a viral infection that may affect the lower respiratory tract and spreads between people. If you are 60 or older and in good general health, you may be able to participate in a research study being conducted by Sundance Clinical Research to evaluate an experimental vaccine to prevent this disease. Those who qualify for this RSV vaccine research study will be eligible for compensation. Further, participants who have not had a flu vaccine this year will be offered a standard flu vaccine at no cost if they would like to receive it.
The experimental vaccine evaluated in the study cannot cause RSV. To learn more about this study and to help make a difference, call Sundance Clinical Research at 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377. Or visit www.sundanceclinicalresearch.com. That's www.sundanceclinicalresearch.com. www.sundanceclinicalresearch.com. Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
"Let's build a fire."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that!
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile.
Ah!
You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew.
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. We're the brothers behind Firehouse Subs.
When we set out to create a barbecue sub, we wanted to do it right.
Texas style.
Our USDA choice brisket is pit smoked over hickory for 16 hours in one of the best smokehouses in Texas. We top it with melty cheddar and barbecue sauce.
Award-winning Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Come in and try the smokehouse beef and cheddar brisket.
Firehouse Subs.
Excuse me, I'm eating.
That's real nice.
Founded by firemen.
Stop by KFC today for a family fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. KFC. It's finger-looking good. Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
With all the market volatilities these days, it's nice to know St. Louis-based Stifel Nicolaus is home to one of the investment industry's largest equity research departments. Learn more about Stifel's nationally recognized research capabilities and get a free copy of their research monthly publication. Call Scott Crothers at 314-292-6201.
All right, Dean's on the way in.
That's the dream of romance.
Also on the way in. Well, he's in, actually. Colin Jeffrey, it's Tuesday. And I don't know about you, but I like it when somebody steers me clear of something that would just be a big time waster or turns me on to something that's really entertaining. That's what he's here to do. He's brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window, number one replacement window in the United States. And now, folks, here's Colin Jeffrey.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, Colin, I'm doing so well. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
All right. What do you have for us?
Well, let's start with what is out on DVD this week. We've actually got a few. Jake Gyllenhaal in Southpaw. This is worth a watch. It's a pretty good boxing movie. Pixels with Adam Sandler. This is not worth a watch. Do not watch this. It's very bad.
Pixels.
Pixels. Video game, classic video game characters come to life. And they have to round up a bunch of people who are good at playing arcade games back in the day to save the world.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Yes, it is horrible. A decent thriller just in time for Halloween, The Gift with Jason Bateman. I support this. You should check this one out.
Boy, I don't think I saw this. This was out a while ago, not long ago.
Right? Not too long ago. Yeah, just really creepy and weird. They do a good job. It's a good, tense movie.
I think the reason I didn't go is I heard somebody say it was horrible. And once I hear somebody say that, I need like four other people to say it was great to kind of counter that. So I'll check it.
Yeah, it's worth a watch. Those are the ones you should steer clear of or watch there. We've got a lot of TV again. New shows
you just
are
said
still...
those are the ones you should steer clear of or watch.
Yeah, you should steer clear of Pixels. You should watch the other two.
Oh, see? Okay.
Steer clear or watch.
Okay.
Still new TV coming out. You mentioned the How to Dance in Ohio.
Yes.
I have not watched it yet, but I will be watching that one.
Okay. Documentary on HBO.
Yes, documentary on HBO. Then we've got a new show, or a returning show, called The Returned. This is from France. There were all sorts of spinoffs. There was a British spinoff and an English clone, essentially.
You know, there's a place in France where the women wear no pants.
I was aware of that.
Yeah, I love that place.
There's a hole involved somewhere, but I don't know where that falls into the story.
Uh-oh.
It falls in the off-air portion of the story.
Make it dirty. Leave it to pee on. Go ahead, Colin.
That's all right. This show called The Return is back on the Sundance Channel. It's from France. There was an American show, I believe, called Resurrection that was inspired by this. The dead returned to life, but this is it's heartfelt. It's also a bit of a thriller, supernatural thriller. There's a lot going on in this show, and you should be able to jump into it on the second season if you're willing to try something different. But that comes back.
They return to life, but it's not more of this zombie stuff?
No. They just return to life.
As they were. Okay.
It's on the Sundance Channel. You probably have it. It's another one of those channels people don't realize they get.
There's a channel called Sundance where the ladies wear no pants.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that channel.
It's a good one.
It's October 3rd, so it's Halloween night at 9 o'clock. If you're a fan of The Evil Dead, did you ever watch this original film?
No.
1981, The Evil Dead. It's a camp horror classic. You should watch it. It's very funny. It's good. It's goofy.
I don't want my horror to be funny. Then it's not horror. It's not scary. Horror should scare me to death.
It's intentionally sort of a send-up, but you'll still jump once or twice, I think. There's jump scares in there. It's fun. If you have someone who's not a fan of the typical horror movie, Evil Dead is a great option for them. They now are back with a series on Stars that starts Halloween night at 8 o'clock. But Bruce Campbell, who I don't know, I've seen him do really, he was in Burn Notice for a while there. I don't know if you ever watched that on USA.
Nope.
But Bruce Campbell essentially made his role as Ash Williams in The Evil Dead. All these years later, he is back. Then
his great grandfather started the Bruce's Soup Company.
Oh my God! I had that joke in my head and I was going to throw it out there, and I didn't.
It failed miserably. It never became anything. But at least he took a run at it.
You may want to rethink that, Frank, because Dan had that one in his.
The fact that he was thinking of it too now makes me sorry.
I know. You should. Yes.
I don't want people to think we're thinking on the same plane.
Hey, what was that? A Ghouler coaster? What was Dan's joke from
earlier? That one tickled his fancy.
I know.
Right in the middle of the commercial.
Roller coaster.
Did you watch Supergirl last night, Frank?
No.
Oh, I missed it. I wanted to watch but I missed it.
You should have watched it. It was good and the highest rated fall debut this year. Supergirl tells
this. Did someone in it play her dad, Superman? Yeah. Is Superman in it too as her dad or no?
Not yet. It's Superman's sister, not...
Oh, I thought it was his daughter.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Zor-El is her name, as opposed to Kal-El, that is Superman. So this is...
So will Superman be in the show?
Who knows?
TBD?
I don't know that they have rights to it, but we'll see. And it was very good, and it features a strong female lead, which is nice to see, as opposed to just the women in the background of these. But that's on CBS on Monday nights. I don't know if they're going to replay it. This is the problem with the major networks. They don't replay good shows. The Walking Dead from Sunday night has probably already been on AMC 6 times. So if you miss it, you've got all these chances to watch it. You may have to go to Hulu or something to check this out now. But Monday nights, CBS at, I think it's going to move to 8 o'clock.
I have been so close in my life to success and to cutting edge technology ideas. I came up a few years ago with... a streaming service called WhatLoo, and then I had WhereLoo and WhenLoo. And then look what hits. Hulu. The one I didn't do.
Oh.
I'm so sick of that.
No WhyLoo?
Yeah, no WhyLoo? Who wants that?
I didn't think of that either. WhyLoo. WhereLoo. WhenLoo.
Brother.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. Lou. I just ruined his report. Go ahead.
Oh, it was off the rails by itself. The award shows, do you watch those? Does your wife make you watch them?
My wife doesn't make me do anything if you're talking to me. I don't know who you think you're talking
to.
Sorry. He's the man in his house.
I'm in the marriage that is what I think should be the real all-American marriage, where I make the decisions, and if I say this is what we're watching, then she has two choices. She will watch it, or she'll go in another room and watch something else, because that TV will have on it what I said it'll have on.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, no, she doesn't make me watch anything.
Do you watch them with your wife?
What is it we're talking about?
awards shows.
I'm sick of award show. I'll still watch the Academy Awards, especially this spring or late winter, because Chris Rock is going to be the host. But I don't watch any of this other crap. CMT country music sometimes I will watch. I don't know the people in the MTV or the People's Show. I don't even know who those people are. So I've gotten to the, most of them, no, I don't watch.
But the Golden Globes, though.
Golden Globes, I believe Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are going to do it again. Is that
no,
right?
No, Ricky Gervais is
no,
back.
Then I won't watch it.
You didn't like him?
No.
Oh, I thought he was great.
He needs to go to the dentist.
Pardon?
He needs to go to Ballast Dental Care.
Well, he's English.
Yeah, yeah. No,
that's true.
You're making fun of us. Still need British teeth?
Yes, yeah. I am. Yeah, the British people, they don't know what dentistry, they don't even know what that word means. And I don't think he's that funny.
Okay.
So I probably won't watch.
If you like him, though, January 10th, he's back, and that officially kicks off the awards show season. He was on
for 3 years.
I thought
it was Ricky Gervais.
That's
in Ledoux.
Yes.
They
Ricky Gervais is in France, I believe.
Yeah, with those women.
But January 10th, you can check that out. Harrison Ford will be back as Indiana Jones. A producer of the franchise says if they make a fifth movie, Harrison Ford will be back. They will not pull a James Bond and make a new Indiana Jones.
But so he should be, because he is Indiana Jones. He should be.
He should, other than the fact that Jones is supposed to, I don't know, run away from Nazis or anything.
Yeah, but you can change the plot and the storyline to where it's more age-appropriate and still be good.
He's got his walker.
Yeah. Raiders of
it's
the Last Jazzy.
He stops a big rock with his walker that's rolling toward it.
Yeah.
He's now 73, so we will see.
Better than I do, I'll tell you that. He's in good shape.
He is, especially for 73. And I'm going to
He's still married to that skeleton? That Calista Flockhart, that
I think they're still together.
Yes, they are.
Wow, what a little pile of bones she is. I mean, there's nothing to her.
Halloween's her favorite time of year.
I'll bet it is. She'll go out as herself, skeleton.
Yeah.
Netflix has released the first trailer for their second feature film that they have produced by themselves. This one with Adam Sandler, The Ridiculous Six, the send-up of the overly offensive send-up.
Oh, this is the one where all the Native Americans were
left.
Protesting.
They walked off
what
filming.
What is the deal with Adam Sandler not being able to put a decent movie together?
I don't know.
Because like he's in control of everything.
Most of what he's done lately is just a disaster.
I don't think he has to bounce anything off.
Yeah, I think I heard Patrice O'Neill put this best, talking about Seth MacFarlane. Seth MacFarlane needs like a Barbara to his Hannah, and that's the same thing with Adam Sandler. He needs someone to make him realize you're not as big as you think you are, and let's stick to what made us successful. And he does not have that.
But still raking in the cash, though.
I know.
Yes, a lot
of money.
He signed this enormous deal for a handful of movies through Netflix, and he's just,
And how does that work? You go to a meeting, and the guy sits down, Adam, have a seat. Thanks for meeting with us. I see here you've had, out of your last 8 movies, 6 massive flops. The 7th one barely made it. No, this one did okay. We'd like to sign you to a big, fat deal.
Yeah.
Based on this.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I wish I was negotiating my contracts that way, but sadly, it doesn't happen, but it's called The Ridiculous
Six. You have a contract here? Seriously. You don't have a contract.
No, I don't have a contract. I've got a contract with you, Frank.
I know you don't.
Every
Tuesday.
We have
a handshake deal, and I don't have a contract here either. We're all handshake deal people in this room.
What does Calista Flockhart say before dinner?
Oh, gosh.
Bon appetit.
Oh, see, that's good. Why did Calista Flockhart leave the party?
Why?
Because she didn't have any body to dance with.
Okay, Colin, carry on.
Thank you. I was trying to tell you, I'm going to give Ian the link so you can see this. I don't know. It doesn't look horrible, but it doesn't look great. And the other piece of news is a couple weeks ago, Netflix released Beasts of No Nation. It was their first attempt at producing a film, start to finish. I thought it was very good. I think we're going to see some Academy Award nominations out of it. It has now been seen, Netflix says, by 3 million people. So when you figure in the average movie ticket of $10, that's $30 million for a little art house film if it had been in theaters. So they're doing all right, I think.
Calista Flockhart goes into a bar. Bartender says, hey, I'm sorry, skeleton. Skeleton walks in the bar. Bartender says, hey, Ms. Flockhart, nice to see you again. She says, give me a beer and a mop.
Yeah. That's one of my favorites.
I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's Entertainment.
With a report that we ruined. You know what? He'll still come back Friday, even though we butchered his report. That's the kind of guy he is. His name is Colin Jeffrey. He's brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window. Check them out. Money well spent. And you will hear Colin again this Friday with Paul Harris. He'll be in with Paul Friday to another entertainment report. How are we doing on time? Not very well.
No.
You ought to check our
Mr. Cleveland, what?
Yeah, KTRS.com. They changed our pictures a little bit.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, they did.
Somebody actually is listening?
Yeah.
I'll check that during the break.
The web guy did.
Well, I'm going to check. What, did you put some goofy monster?
You'll have to see now.
I'll check it during the break. Can Mr. Cleveland go on the plan?
Yes, he can.
Perfect. That gives me time to talk to everybody about American Equity Mortgage. Most all of you listening are dealing with some sort of lending institution, whoever it is that has the mortgage on the house you live in. You may not have a mortgage if you've been able to pay it off and you own it outright. Good for you. When people refer to homeowners, it doesn't just mean people who've paid off their homes and own it outright. You're a homeowner if you have a mortgage and you're making pay. You're still a homeowner and you have equity in that house. That equity is the part of the house you own. I'm just breaking this down for anybody listening who might not understand this. Maybe you're a young person and you've just gotten out of college and there's a lot you still don't know. You have a $200,000 house. The bank mortgage on it is $120,000. The value is $200,000. You've got $80,000 in equity. That's tremendous, because when you need to go borrow $20,000, they go, oh, you got $80,000 in equity, no problem. Here's your loan, and here it is from American Equity Mortgage at a great low rate, because mortgage rates are still low, and the Fed, whoever the Fed really is, released their report yesterday or the day before and said they don't intend to raise them in the near immediate future. So good news, you can borrow money using that equity at low, low rates, and that's a smart way to borrow money. Let them tell you how to do it. They've done it for a long time. They work fast, and they'll get you as good a rate as anybody can get you, probably better than most, depending, of course, on your credit history. They'll work hard for you to get you the best rate they can. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, traffic is slow everywhere, so I'm just going to give you the crashes, letting you know what's going on there. Westbound 44 at Berry Road, the two right lanes are the only things open right now. Westbound 44 west of Lindbergh, the two left lanes are closed. Eastbound 44, you have only the left lane open at Highway Eastbound 40 at 94. Only the left lane is open. Eastbound 70 before the Blanchett Bridge, two left lanes are closed. North Outer 40 at 141, you've got a crash. And southbound 55 jams Arsenal through Loughborough. This report is brought to you by Accountemps. They know what money they know that money talks, but how often do they talk about it? Join Accountemps on Twitter at hashtag the right range to join the conversation on salaries. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
For your real estate needs, you need the K-Bova Selling Team, now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K-Bova Selling Team at